This is DJ Tanis of Trouble Radio, and you are listening to a Trouble Radio podcast. Any attempt to copy, reproduce, redistribute for sale is expressly prohibited by law unless written authorization has been obtained from Trouble Radio and Stampede Queen. Enjoy the interview.
Good evening, Trouble Radio listeners. On the Dragon's Den with me, DJ Tanis, and I have with me live Zach and Richie from Stampede Queen.
Hey!
This is too cool. See, hey, we were just talking before these guys came on the air, and they're trying out some new techno toys of their own.
Yeah, man, we're talking into a UFO right now. Actually,
I think we're talking to outer space. It's pretty crazy.
It's a pretty neat phone.
Great. Now we sound retarded.
Oh man, that's good. Hey. You know what? It just dawned on me. So you guys are up in Canada. So now I'm under the distinct impression that every Canadian is an avid cycle hockey fan.
Fuck no. Can I say that on air? Sorry.
No, yes, you can.
I'm not a hockey fan at all, man. No.
Oh, that's fucking too bad.
Yeah, it's going crazy here. We keep on hearing people honking horns and stuff, and the game's not even on yet.
Yeah.
Or today, I guess.
No, I'm not into the whole hockey thing.
Okay. Hey, I figured I'd just ask because, you know, the playoffs and stuff are going on. And you know, I find it bad etiquette to not at least ask Canadians if they're hockey fans.
No way, eh? No, I'm into the game of horseshoes myself.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Hey, I always take it at face value. You never know. You might be like the world champion horseshoe tosser.
I could be, but I probably wouldn't admit that on air.
Oh, hilarious. So, hey, guys, what's going down? I mean, you know, what's up on the music front? We'll get that out of the way before I bug you about other stuff.
In which respect? Like, we're actually going to be, we're writing for a new album right now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're going to be doing that. Just kind of checking out different studios and who we're going to get to produce it. And just doing a lot of writing, drinking and writing and such.
Okay.
As well as doing shows. Actually taking off tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow to Calgary.
We're going to Calgary.
Is it in Canada?
Yeah, that's in Canada too. Cold.
Apparently it's snowing there. I don't know. It doesn't snow here, so that's all right.
See, we're on the West Coast. We're in Vancouver, so it's nice and hot and warm here. There's no snow. It's nice and green. So we actually got to go to where it's cold tomorrow or the next day. It's going to be kind of a drag, but, you know.
Oh, hell no, man. Just come south and just, like, swing by Northern California, then be rock and rolling.
Well, set up some shows. We'll be there after this weekend.
We'll come play in your backyard.
Hell yeah.
Hey, that's cool. You could do that. See, then you could just jump from wherever you're playing into the pool.
That's right.
That sounds like fun to me, man.
Outstanding. So, okay, so you're writing for an album stuff. I mean, are you... Is this just something that you've started working on, or you got a line in the sand where you're hoping to look to finish up at?
Well, we got two albums out already through Paris Records out of Houston, Texas. And The last album we did was self-titled Stampede Queen. And we were 7 months late delivering the goods for that album. So we're trying to actually take maybe 3 months off. We already got a bunch of songs written. And we're basically, I think what we're going to do is take off three months from any shows and just write and just, you know, get in that whole mode as opposed to, like, starting to record and demo songs and then having to go on the road for a week or a bunch of shows. Just cancel everything or not book anything and just really, really spend some time on this next record, you know?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Definitely. Now, you said you were hunting for studios. Are you getting a kind of a narrow idea, or is that still kind of an up-in-the-air gig?
It's a bit up in the air. There's our manager, Clyde Hill. He's from Magnetize Productions, who used to be from Amar, who used to manage Nickelback. And basically, he's kind of helping us out here. We're just basically looking for the right place, the right person. I guess he was talking to Plotnikov? Mike Plotnikov. Who's done many, many, many many albums of great, great things, I guess you could say. So we're just trying to figure out. Basically, we're going to demo. I think what we're going to do is we're going to do a four-song EP and kind of shop around different producers and things like that.
Okay.
And then do a full length. That's kind of what we're thinking anyways.
Nice, kind of just taking like a business-like approach at it.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cool. Now I got to ask, of course I made the hint of coming down to California, but are there any, all seriousness, are there any plans to try and toss in a small, say, U.S. tour?
Absolutely, yes. Actually, last time we were there, we played the Whiskey in Hollywood. And that was it was a few years back. So, yeah, we would love to come back down there. We're just it's hard to say when and what's going on. Really, we just our manager basically is trying to set stuff like that up. But if he doesn't have stuff set up by the time it snows here, we're gonna set it up ourselves and come down there.
Hell yeah. That's good stuff. Where you can reach from, the Northern California, for whatever reason it is, and I can't seem to put my finger on it, the rock, I'm going to use the term rock as a general statement, the rock is just, there's just not a lot of play up here. I don't know why that is. I mean, you get a handful of bands a year. But everybody just kind of seems to bypass us and head on down to Los Angeles, and it just it kills me.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you why that is. It's because Stampede Queen hasn't played in your town yet. Once that happens,
okay,
we will take over your town and probably your whole state, actually. So that's
outstanding.
We just got to get down there, man, again.
That's what I like. Confidence is key.
Why don't you come down here on the 28th of next month and come to our show here?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you. Getting up that way can be a tricky proposition, especially for me, because I actually have right now, see here, I'm trying to think. I have children, so they're still in school. So yeah. That kind of some, unless it's a little further into the summer.
Yeah. Bring your kids as well.
Well, two of them will probably get off on it, but the one boy is autistic. I don't think he does not like loud sounds.
Yeah. Well,
have to put like the mother of all earplugs on him.
Fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough. No, that's cool. I don't like loud sounds either, except for when we're playing.
Well, it's amazing though. He loves music and he has perfect rhythm. He'd be hell of a drummer, but it's all good. What about you guys? Got families or whatnot? Are you still just swinging single crazy loons?
Not that I know of as of yet.
Richie, he's not too sure. He could have a string of them throughout Canada and maybe the U.S. too. I don't know. I have two daughters that live.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they live in Vancouver here as well. They're little things, but yeah, I have them, and they come to rehearsal sometimes. We have to spend a lot of money on earplugs for them, but they love it.
Yeah. That's cool. See, there's something to be said. See, as they hit like the teenage stage, like, yeah, well, my dad jams.
I don't know if I picked him up at school, I'd probably be embarrassed of me. My dad wears eyeliner and wears more makeup than my mom. I don't know. No, they're cool kids, man. They dig it. They have little guitars.
No, that's great.
Yeah, their guitars that we've got them are sitting in the corner collecting dust. I think they're more into other things than music right now, but perhaps someday.
Yeah, they're getting to that stage that they make us hide our tattoos when we go out with them.
So. Oh, God. Tell me they don't drive you insane. What was that cartoon? Dora, is it?
Dora the Explorer?
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, dude. Color yourself lucky. Oh, my God. It's like, you know what? It's like what you know, Ozzy Osbourne would sing now, T R E E, tree.
And then you'd
repeat it like,
then you'd ask Sharon if you spelled it correctly.
Oh, okay, that's true, right? Right, and they
Sharon.
Repeat it like six times. Oh.
Awesome.
Oh, it's good stuff. Good stuff indeed.
Well,
sweet. So now, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you guys don't have a lot of rock shows in your where you are, or?
Yeah, you know what? It's really strange, and I don't understand. Well, you have to remember, now, Oakland, California sits between San Francisco and we are at.
Yeah.
And Oakland is like rap mecca. I mean, really? What LA is to rock, rap is to Oakland.
Wow.
So you have a huge hip-hop scene. Yeah, yeah. See, and the hip-hop scene is just absolutely huge here. I mean, if you're a rapper, this is the place to come.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, I mean, only a handful of really good acts get through here a year. It's just kind of crazy insane. I just can't figure out why.
Well, maybe we'll come down there and convert everybody.
Yeah.
You see, that's what you need to do. You need to bring down the Stampede Queen Mojo Juju and just, like, do a big convert.
We've been spreading the disease throughout Canada, so I'm sure we can pull it off in the States. We've only been down in the States a handful of times. I was staying in Austin for a while, but like I said, last time we played in the States was the Whiskey in Hollywood, and that was a few years back. So I think it's time to make the triumphant return back to your lands, for sure.
Definitely. Well, I'm getting grief in my chat here. I got Mr. Promoter Extraordinaire Willie telling me that San Fran is too gay. Look here, Buster.
You know, with a name like Stampede Queen, it might go over well until they see us.
You know, that's true. You could definitely lure some of the alternative lifestyle folks on just the name, and then that's whenever you get the mojo flowing out across the crowd, and you convert them anyways.
Exactly. That's right. Oh man.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's you know, you get, I'm sure that you'll get down here. It's cool.
Oh, we definitely will. Like I would like to be down there by the end of summer, actually, to be honest with you. If we're done recording, even if we're not done recording, it'd be nice to just take like a month off or 3 weeks off and just go through there. I know a lot of people want us to play down in Austin and get a lot of email and requests to head back down there. So I think it's about time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to ask because somebody just flew something through the chat. How did you guys come up with the name?
Just waiting for that one. Well, it's a long story, man. Not really, actually. The band was spawned in Calgary, Alberta, which is
okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you ever heard of the Calgary Stampede. You ever heard of that?
Yes, I have. I've actually heard of the football team.
Well, the Stampeders, yeah. Well, but in Calgary, they have a big worldwide fair type thing. It's all based around cowboys and shit, and it's called the Calgary Stampede. We were putting together a band with a couple of guys, and we were looking for a name, and we figured, well, you know, we're not from Los Angeles, so we're not from Seattle, we're not from Toronto, we're from fucking Calgary. So instantly, as soon as we had this band and the songs, you know, demoed and everything, that we were booked at the Calgary Stampede on the Coca-Cola stage, which is a big show,
uh-huh.
And Sloan was playing that night. So we came up with the name real quick. We decided that we would call it Stampede Queen because at the Calgary Stampede, they actually have a Stampede Queen, this hot chick in a little cowboy, you know, dress, cowgirl dress and shit. And we figured, what a better way to piss off cowboys than to call the band Stampede Queen. Everybody would come to the show thinking they're going to see this hot chick, and then these drunk motherfuckers come out and start playing loud rock called Stampede Queen. And it just kind of stuck. That's why we went with that name. And it pissed off a lot of cowboys, so it's good. Nothing against cowboys, because we're some redneck motherfuckers ourselves, but yeah, it worked out.
Wait
well.
Wait a second. Can a Canadian be redneck?
I was just thinking that myself. I'm not too sure.
You know, I'm going to ponder that question all night now. Thank you.
We can be redneck wannabes, I guess.
Okay.
There's a different word for Canadian rednecks. Hillbillies? I don't know. don't know.
Hillbilly. Well, you know what? Actually, you know what? Redneck. I should take it back because redneck is a lifestyle. I mean, I really guess it shouldn't be geographic.
Yeah. I'm not even really sure what redneck is. I don't know. We like shooting guns and drinking lots and playing loud rock and roll and the whole sex, drugs, and rock and roll aspect of it. And I don't know. I don't know what a redneck really is, to be honest with you.
I could get into it, but that would take a while. Needless to say, the first things first is you need to be south of the Mason-Dixon line in the United States, and that gets you into at least the geographical qualification.
I guess so, yeah.
Good stuff. Hey, you know, I just was taking a peek at the time, you know, and Willie knows I ask this of everybody. What's for dinner, man? Because I'm always hungry, you know, and I just whipped up some, I made my own Chinese food, so.
You want to know what's for dinner? Are you listening?
Yeah, well, what's for dinner?
Here it is. Did you hear that? Old Milwaukee's for dinner.
Oh, no.
And then later for dessert, some shots of Jack.
Damn, you've got appetizer, dinner, and dessert. Wow. You know, one of these days they're going to figure out how to mainline beer. It's got to happen.
We're actually working on that. We're trying to figure that out right now, actually. We have our lovely assistant, Ashley, sitting over here. She's trying to say hi, Ashley.
Hello.
Hello, Ashley.
Hi.
She's trying to figure out how we can mainline beer as we speak, actually. While changing strings on guitars at the same time. That's talent.
Holy crap.
I know. Yeah.
Hey, you know, before I forget, because it just, I get all these random thoughts that cruise in my head. Any chance you got any festivals that you might be looking to try and squeeze into this summer?
We've been asked to do Rocklahoma.
Yeah, actually, good.
So we're going to try and hopefully get on to that. Other than that, we just have a couple Canadian festivals that we're trying to get on to, like a Virgin Festival, and some pretty much, you know, Summer Mountain festivals out here, but other than that, not really.
Can you get us on?
Oklahoma's big enough if you can get into that.
Oh, yeah.
We don't really know what festivals you guys have down there. I mean, we hear some, but anything like that. I mean, I love outdoor festivals. We love outdoor festivals. We've done several in the past, and if I could strictly have the whole Snappy Queen career just playing outdoor festivals as opposed to indoor places, I would love that, man.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm sure you've heard of it, but you've just missed it, but put it on your radar for next year. Dude, you guys got to get on Coachella.
We haven't heard of that.
I've never heard of it.
Really? Okay, let me paint the picture for you.
Okay.
Coachella is in Southern California. It's 2 days, and they average right about 100,000 people that go through there.
Oh, my God.
How come I have never heard of this beautiful place before?
This sounds like heaven.
I have no idea. You guys need to, trust me, I mean, and they have bands, they have everything from literally, like last year, this past one, which was just last month, actually.
Yeah.
But last year they had Madonna at the, you know, and on stage over here they had Rob Zombie.
Really?
Rob Zombie was just here, actually, 2 days ago.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, I mean, it's everything. They have all kinds of different music and genres and stuff, but it is like the premier Coachella, just like it sounds, you know, a Coachella. Yeah.
Well, if there's any promoters for that show listening right now, go to myspace.com/StampedeQueen, get a hold of our management, and get us out there.
And if not, we'll try to get a hold of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they have a whole, if you go to their, I got your email, so I'll make sure I'll get the link, and I'll send it to you guys so that you can begin to investigate.
Oh, perfect.
Because now would be
the
time to look.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah. Now would be the time to look.
Awesome.
Cool.
I will show up with a 60-pounder Jack for you.
Damn straight. Hey,
and Ashley
make sure
will come
you
too.
Bring. Cool. Make sure you bring, like, let's see here. I'd say a small truck of Coke. So I like my Jack with my Coke. You know, Jack and Coke.
Coca-Cola you're talking, right?
You got that. Yeah.
I'm going to have a hard time getting across the border with a truckload of cocaine.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too wise. This is not Coke, guys. This is flour.
Yeah,
flour
exactly. Gonna make a big biscuit. I tried that. Trust me, it didn't work.
Oh, my God. But, you know, it's funny. Somebody threw by the chat. Jeff Foxworthy has examples of a redneck, and I just remembered one that I heard is a... You know, if and you get pulled over by the police and they ask for your ID and you show them your belt buckle, you might be a redneck.
That was a good impression. Okay. That was very good.
Damn, you got that like nail, that? Man.
You know, I can talk like from down there, y'all. I spent some time in the South and down the Southern states. Yeah.
That's impressive.
Outstanding. Freaking A. Hey, yeah. I don't have much more time, but I wanted to ask this of you guys, kind of get off of the music thing for real quick and just get, because you both sound like really intelligent people.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure you... Oh, you've got, what is that? You've got me snowed really good? What? Seriously.
We got you cool, man. We
hear Trouble Radio... in about another 15 minutes or so, we do like this talk show where we talk about all the various things and that are what are going on in the world in the United States. And this has got me so pissed off, I'm actually going to bring it into an interview here just to see what you guys think. What is your take on all this immigration crap that's going around?
Sorry.
Okay,
what was the question? I
want to
get myself shot here.
Damn. Okay, anytime you have to repeat the question when it was that clear, it's like, let me think. Scramble.
scramble, yeah.
No, I was just wondering what you guys' thoughts were. I mean, because I know that I have a bunch of friends up in Canada, and they've kind of talked to me about the whole immigration thing and you know, how it's affecting them. And I'm sure you've heard the stories of what's going on down here.
Oh yeah.
But I was just wondering what you're taking. You do not have to answer that if you don't feel like it. If you want to maintain
that,
your PC.
That's a pretty touchy subject out here. So,
well, no,
okay. Yeah,
I'm gonna let Richie take that one. it's a really touchy subject, and there's so many things I would like to say. But
I understand.
I don't want to look like a total asshole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then we'll sweep that under the carpet and just ask you, what was the last flick you saw?
You can give us a call after the interview, and we got lots to say about that for sure.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. I will give you a call because we're doing. It's going to be a call in show, but yeah. You know what? I'll tell you this off the air because we don't want to let the kitty out of the bag.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Okay.
Good. I'll close the show up with my last question because I've just been in the mood to ask it lately. What's the last flick you guys saw, man? Are you movie guys? You just don't do that kind of thing? What's going on?
Dude, we watch a lot of movies.
We watch too much movies, actually.
Way too many movies.
When we're not doing what we do,
yeah.
We're lounging around watching movies.
Movies are
last good. Movie we saw, what was it?
What did we watch? We watch a lot of really stupid fucking movies. I'll tell
Have you
that.
Seen the movie Dead and Breakfast before?
What?
Dead and Breakfast. Google it. It's probably the best movie you'll ever see in your life.
It'll change your life forever, man.
It's also the worst movie you'll ever see in your life, but you'll be laughing the whole time.
You said Dead and Breakfast or
yeah.
Bed?
It's like Bed and Breakfast, but it's got the B crossed out with a D. Check it out, man. It's killer. You'll laugh.
Dead and Breakfast.
Dead
Absolutely.
And Breakfast.
I will definitely do that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so stupid. Oh. It's so stupid and ridiculous. It will actually change your life.
Got it. Ilana, my wife and co-owner of Trouble, we watch movies incessantly. I just discovered the whole Netflix can watch the shit online, and I'm just like freaking foaming at the mouth.
Yeah, we have our computer hooked up to our big screen here, and that's pretty much all we do is do the streaming movies online.
Yeah, fuck cable, man.
Nice. Yes. Nice. No, I got to have cable because I'm like an insane American football guy. But other than that, movies. Hey, I just had a question come across the chat. Somebody clearly knows you guys well. Mm-hmm. Wanted to know if you found a new guitarist.
We found many new guitarists. We're actually auditioning for the Magic Guy. Anybody that's listening to this, go check out myspace.com/StampedeQueen. Get all the info, and if you're digging what you're hearing, and you have it, we want it. So we got some filling guys for the next few shows, but we are actually looking for the next Stampede Queen
guitar player
to share nice. The guitar duties with me on stage.
Nice. Well, hey, whenever you need a Stampede Queen like a guitar or keyboardist, let me know. You can call me.
Done.
Can you play the old Hammond? You got an old Hammond organ?
You know what? No, actually, I had a Moog that I ended up I sold before I found out that they were worth anything.
Oh, shit.
I did that with a vintage Rogers drum kit too. Sold it for $200. Whoops.
Oh, dude. Hey, check this out. This was back in the early 90s. I had an old double bass Ludwig with the original leather straps for the pedals.
Oh, no. Wow.
Sold it for $150. You know, when you're young and stupid, they just don't tell you this shit.
Yeah, see, I was like 12 when I did this, and, you know, the sales guy at the music store that I traded for a really awful drum kit, he was laughing probably.
And all these years later, we can't find them.
Oh, my God. That's just the kind of stuff you just want to pull your face off.
Oh, I know. Man, if I had all the gear, guitars, and Marshall stacks and vintage shit that I've had over the last several years, I could start a music store. Seriously.
Okay. It's ridiculous.
I know.
I mean, hell, you didn't have to go as far as all that gear, man. Just think about if you had, like, the original Star Wars characters from the 70s. Shit.
Yeah, no,
retire. Yeah. Retire.
Yeah, that's brutal. I love gear, man, and I can't believe how much stuff I've gotten rid of over the years. But
cool.
That's okay.
It's just I, well, you know what? I didn't mean to say cool. Fuck that. That sucks.
Well, set up some shows for us down in your neck of the woods, man. We'll be there.
All right, cool. Well, hey, listen, you guys hang on the line here a second. I'm going to get a jam going, but I appreciate the hell out of you guys coming on. I want to definitely have you guys on here very soon, within the next couple months or something.
Oh, yeah, know, man. Anytime you want, let us know. We
appreciate your show. We appreciate you and having us on there. That's great. That's great. That's awesome.
No, not a problem.
Anytime. Just give us a call. We're here for you.
Absolutely, yeah. June and July are heavy, but maybe in August or something. I have to talk to my man Willie and see whatever. But listen, guys, hold on the line here a second. I'm gonna get a jam going for these folks. And all right,
all right, people. Buddy. This is the thank you. All right,
there you go. Stampede Queen.
That's right.
Got Zach and Richie's hanging out loosely. I am the Tan Man, DJ Tannis. You are on the Dragon's Den. TrebleRadioRocks.com.
Woo!